This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Saturday, November 2, 2019, The Commemoration of All Souls, by Father Jason McCrimmon.
For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at last he will stand upon the earth. Dear Lord, keep the doors of my lips, not sin against thee, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. After the solemnity of All Saints, the Church reminds us to not forget the faithful departed who have left us and ended their earthly exodus. We are reminded that there is a true reality of death that none of us get to escape. And in addition, we are reminded to embrace that death in order to achieve that final goal, which is nothing more than sitting at the banquet table with our Lord in our resurrected kingdom and bodies. As I mentioned to those who attended this week and yesterday, as a matter of fact, we are encouraged to go to the cemetery and pray for those who have gone before us. Some of us visit our parents or grandparents that had a direct impact on our free will choice to follow Jesus Christ. For some, though, we may have been a lone voice crying in the wilderness within our families, and instead we choose to pray for others who are part of our church family and have passed on. If that is the case for any of you, I encourage you to visit out back to see the many scores of names that help build the foundation of these walls that you get to enjoy. Whatever the case, we realize internally this is something we should do. We realize there is a good work performed when we show care and affection for those who have departed this life and continued their journey within the church suffering. Now, for many of us, we don't like the idea of death. We don't like to talk about it. It is a taboo topic, and we avoid the discussion. I get like this when I visit a hospital, to be honest with you. My grandfather told me when I was young that hospitals are for people who are about to die. Now, he was speaking tongue-in-cheek, but there is truth in that statement. We don't like places like that, because we know that death touches us all, each and every one of us, in every time and in every place, and no one gets to escape it. Consequently, we are always looking for consolation, for hope, and that the sure foundation that this isn't the end when death is the end of a sort. As you pass through cemeteries or even walk in our columbarium back there, we know that life is short. All you have to do is see the age of each person that has passed. It flashes in a blink of an eye. What felt like many, many years and an eternity turned out to be nothing more than just a memory or two in the back of your head. Who can remember flashes of memories from their youth? A special song that brings back thoughts of long ago, a certain food that awakens your senses, or even a smell that reminds you of a time when you were young. For me, there is one smell that always brings me back. It is the smell of a swamp in South Carolina as you get to the Low Country, and it reminds me that day I stepped off a bus and was being screamed at quite proficiently by a drill instructor. We forget that death is not only our end, but it is our beginning, and that even in that flash, we know this isn't it. Because if that was it, if that was all there was to this life, then why are we here? Why did we get up so early on a Saturday when we could sleep in? Think of it for a second. I have used this illustration before. How many of you can name all the presidents that the United States has ever had? For many, that's a tall task. And I challenge you even further to remember all the emperors of Rome. These people led some of the greatest nations on the earth at their time. And yet only a few people know all of those names today by memory. If your life was only that, only by what you achieved, nothing you do would really matter, because you will be forgotten in the end. But thanks be to God, that is all that matters in your life. You have realized that your life has dignity, because each of you were created in the image of God. You were created in that very image, and you were given a duty to go into all the world and speak about the redemption that he offers. We know that the God of the universe stepped down from his throne to redeem us, and that our earthly journey was but a blink of an eye compared to the glorious eternity that will await us all. God said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." And this is what gives each of us our hope. This is what erases the loneliness and emptiness of death, in which everything is wiped away, and instead tells a person, this is not the end. This is why the thief on the cross could believe that today he would be with Christ in paradise. This is why the disciples believe the words, "Do not let your hearts be troubled," because God does so love the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but will have eternal life. We pray for those who have passed before us, because we realize that we are all part of a greater family. We affirm it every time we say the creed, that this is the communion of saints that we belong to, the body of Christ, the adopted family of God that makes us brothers and sisters. And your journey is no less finished any more than theirs or anybody else's will be. And in the end, we will all want to join together in that great moment when all the created world will say, every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, as such as is in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessed and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. As you leave today, pray for those who have passed before you today. Ask for Our Lady's intercession to help them achieve this moment, and pray that you will remain on that exodus to the promised land so you can enjoy your heavenly home.